B-Pod Studios.
Okay, now we're recording, Roy.
Oh, that's great. So now I can say hi.
Whenever you're ready.
Hi.
Oh. It's the Rap Party Podcast for June 30th, 2020. It's funny because Roy and I have some vacation days to take. And dang it, wouldn't you know, we just we can't do it. A lot of people are like, I wish I had more vacation. We have these days, and we're trying to strategically place them.
You know, so that you guys can still listen to us.
Right. We don't want to be gone. Like, we used to do a thing where we would be gone for 2 weeks at a time in the summer, because that's what the ratings experts said was best. Like, just leave for 2 weeks, then do the rest of the summer and be here.
But we're trying to switch that up to, like, take smaller time off.
Which is harder.
It is harder because, I don't know, it was way easier to be like, all right, well, those are the 2 weeks and that's it.
Right.
Now it's like, well, I feel like we're taking a little off too much. It's like every week.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be in Disney this week.
I was supposed to be in Cabo.
That's easy.
Yep.
You know, and now we're like, oh, let's do a weekend here, let's do a weekend there, or 4 day weekends.
Yep.
And it is just harder. So that's what we've been working on. What about you? What have you guys been working on? Good.
Well, wait, I don't think you gave him enough time to. Remember Dora the Explorer would do that? That little kid show?
Yep.
They would wait for the kids. I never watched that show, but I found out Sterling did when he was younger. And I was like, I thought that was a show that was for kids when we got older. I was like I didn't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think the timeline.
It doesn't show. Add up. Like, maybe yeah. He was too old.
I'm like, weren't you a teen when Dora the Explorer came? He's like, you never watched it? I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure I was in high school, no?
Well, I mean, that's a great place to start, because we talked about on the show today kids' songs that are in your head, or kids' toys that you can't get out of your head. And for me, it was the Bubble Guppy song, Outside, Outside, Everybody Go Outside, Outside, Line Up, Line Up, Line Up.
Did you get your kids to line up before they go outside?
No, but like, so how does it come into my head? I say to Ruby, like, want to go outside? Mm-hmm. And then I can't just say that. I got to go outside, outside, outside. Or I'll say, like, to Dean, I'll be like, dude, stop it. Let it go. Mm. Let it go. Let it
do
go.
You really?
Oh, yeah. It always comes to my head.
Speaking of outside, you know, my dog, Callie, which is my kid, when I say, hey, you want to go outside? Which, by the way, she's not been picking up the cues well.
No.
I went to go get some water out of the kitchen, and she got excited thinking she was going to go for a walk. Like, she's not picking up the signs. But when we now do this thing where I say, get him. Get him. And she gets all ramped up, and she's like just dying to get out the door. I was like, get him. Get him. And then I open the door. It's like the opening of the floodgates. She darts out, runs out into the yard to go get something.
And there's nothing there. You're so mean. And you're doing a bad thing by creating, you're not, eventually you're going to not say go get him, and she's going to want to run out the door.
Right.
Yeah. She's, I know. You're teaching her. I know it's a hoot.
It makes me laugh every time. And I do it because this is the other move that she does. I'll open the door, say, let's go outside, but then she won't go in the yard. She'll just sit on the porch. And I'm like, no, damn it, pee.
Yeah.
I need you to pee. But if I say get him, she runs out in the yard.
Yeah.
And then while she's out there, she'll pee anyway. So I'm poorly training my dog.
My dog, my foster, is unfortunately, and I'll probably talk about this on the air next week when I know more, but she's getting worse, and I hate that for
really
her.
Worse? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought everything was so good. What's going on?
She's great. She's great around the kids. She's great around humans, but just terrible around other dogs.
How often is she near another dog?
Oh, now it's to the point where she hears like another dog bark, even if she's inside the house and the dog barks outside somewhere, mm-hmm. like even off in the distance, she freaks.
Well, that's like Callie. She used to be okay with storms. Now, all of a sudden, she freaks out for a storm. And you're like, where did this learn?
Yeah.
Who hurt you? Like, what's his trauma?
But we know the history of my dog. It was attacked by other dogs. And so, you know, she's obviously sensitive and aggressive.
So when the dog's barking outside, what does she do? Does she get aggressive inside?
She gets aggressive, yeah. I mean, she becomes angry, agitated. She runs to the window, tries to find the dog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my dog next door is a older, like, greyhound shepherd mix. It's the most athletic thing I've ever seen in my life. It looks like a wolf.
Okay.
And, in fact, we were laughing. We were all sitting outside one day, and the dog wanted in. It was on the chain to the side of the house, and, like, the chain can go around to the front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we have these front doors that have side windows and then a top window. and the dog wasn't looking in the side window. It was barking. It was jumping up above, like, the 8-foot door and, like, looking in the window on the top and, like, bouncing like it was on a trampoline. And we're all like, oh, my God, are you seeing this? Like, look at how athletic that dog is. My neighbor's like, that dog can dunk. And we're not even joking.
Are you seeing this?
But the dog's really, really nice. He's just high energy. And, like, my dog, Charlotte, the foster, wanted to go through the gate and just kill it. We're literally just so angry. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, I've taken video. I've had a trainer come to the house.
Did she do the angry?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's anger. There's no fun or play behind it.
It's the showing of the teeth anger?
Yes.
Really? That bad?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So there's a plan that's coming together, and I'll talk about it on the show to continue my journey as a foster parent.
You quitting?
I'm not quitting.
Oh, okay.
No, no. We're thinking about bringing in another dog to,
two dogs. She hates dogs.
Well, this dog will be like a service dog for my dog. No, we're not thinking about bringing in another dog. I'm just kidding. I told you they had a fake dog.
That'd be really funny. You get a service dog for your dog.
My dog just like jumps on it. Yeah. But there's a fake dog that the trainer used and my dog wanted to rip the fake dog apart. So
your dog's going to go to boot camp, and then you'll get a new dog.
Well, I'll still be on the foster list, so yeah. Or I can adopt after this.
It's a good thing you didn't adopt this one.
Well, I know that's why. It's different to get a foster because the foster's coming directly from the shelter, and the shelter doesn't have a bunch of information because whoever dropped her off at the shelter doesn't know anything about her.
Yeah.
So I'm the one that did. Like they told me time and time again, like, how important I was in the whole thing because I was the one that was giving them the information.
Yeah.
And God forbid they took that dog home to a foster family that had another dog.
Yeah.
It would be terrible.
Wow.
So, anyway, and then the other thing we talked about, so we did a whole thing about the songs that are in your head, and you were talking about, Roy, earlier, how the Dora the Explorer,
mm-hmm.
She's got a song, Backpack, Backpack. Someone said SpongeBob.
Yeah.
The theme to SpongeBob, you brought that up. Fruit Salad by the Wiggles.
I don't know if I know that.
I think it goes Fruit Salad, Fruit Salad.
Okay. I mean, I enjoy Fruit Salad.
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you?
Someone said the Elephant Song.
Don't know that one.
Also, YouTube, Elmo's Brush Your Teeth video. All right.
I mean,
I'll bite. Let's see. I should know this. Elmo, Brush Your Teeth song. Let's see. Yeah, we watched this.
Okay, everybody. It's time to brush your teeth. Go get your toothbrush.
2012. Brush, 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 brush. Brush, brushy, brush, brushy, brush, brush. Brushy, sounds like a top 40 hit. Man.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's Katy Perry's.
Is it? Yeah, it is.
Roar. Okay, we get the idea.
That was annoying as hell.
This is the one that I forgot about, but both my son and my daughter love it. And a lot of people texted it in.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And my wife texted me. She's like, how are you forgetting this one?
Yeah, how did we forget this one?
I didn't forget it as much as it was like out of my head. Like I drove this out of my head and now I'm just driving it back in.
It was at clubs. It was everywhere.
Yeah, it was at clubs. You're right. My mom bought Ruby a baby shark that when you put it in the bathtub, it sings this song and will not stop.
So much money.
And it's Anyway.
You know, those kids are probably teenagers now because it's been 4 years.
Yeah, those kids hate that song.
They could probably go on tour.
Man. All right, anything else that you want to talk about on the rap party?
No.
You got to catch up with your buddy Joe Moss, cut a commercial with him. Oh, we're doing sign. We're going to deliver signs tomorrow.
We have a big route tomorrow.
We might not do a rap party tomorrow because we are delivering signs.
And I'm actually trying to blog ahead so that we can cut out.
We'll probably get out of here. So we do. What's our route? Do you have the map in front of you?
I don't. It's at the printer. And I don't go to the printer.
I thought she brought it. Yeah, you don't go to the printer. You don't leave the studio.
No, I'm too afraid of the printer.
Although you walk.
Yeah, but here's the thing with the walk. I can see you ahead and avoid you because I've done that a couple times. But the printer, what if I'm at the printer and someone just comes up and they're not wearing a mask or...
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
Very surprising moment for you.
And so I just kind of avoid the printer. And plus, Manny, I'm a superstar. I don't do that.
Right, yes. So the printer comes to me.
But no, we're going to go... Let's see here.
That's what Howard was saying the other day. He had... what's his name? Well, I can't think of his name. Stewart. Yeah.
Stewart Little?
No. It's his last name. I want to say Jimmy Stewart, but that's not right.
Oh, Kristen Stewart?
No. From the Daily Show. John Stewart. I was trying to say Jimmy Stewart, John Stewart. He had John Stewart on, and he said to John Stewart, "Are you doing more things around the house?" Like, same thing with Seth Meyers. He had Seth Meyers on. He's like, "Are you doing more things around the house?" And he goes, "You know, us celebrity types, we pay people to do things for us." And he's like, "This is such bullshit. I gotta make my own fruit, and you know, I'm cleaning my own house because I won't let cleaning people in."
Yeah,
he's like, "I made it big time so that I can enjoy the fruits of my celebrity."
So we're gonna be going to. By the way, I was making a joke. I'm not above going to the printer. For anyone listening,
half joke. You haven't been to the printer.
I don't go to the printer for health reasons.
Right. Okay, so our route.
We're going to go to Mount Holly.
Mount Holly, check.
Going to go to a couple houses in Gastonia. And then we're going to go to Lincolnton.
Yeah, we're going to be gone for 4 hours.
I think it's just 2 hours in driving. That's not including the signs and meeting people and taking photos. And then we're going to want to stop and probably get food.
Yeah.
And then we're going to probably stop, use a restroom. And then I'll probably lose a phone. There's going to be a whole story.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I'm sure there'll be a story. And we're going to, we're taking off Thursday, Friday, and Monday. Oh,
taking a long weekend.
That's awesome. I can't wait.
My mom and dad's coming in Friday.
Oh, nice.
And then they're leaving
Friday
Saturday.
Night.
They're staying just for a day, but we're doing a big dinner Friday night and a lunch, 4th of July lunch Saturday.
What are you making?
Well, I'm glad you asked because I'm actually pretty jazzed about it.
Anytime you're jazzed, I need to hear.
Yeah. By the way, you were supposed to return that laptop.
It's going to happen. She's coming to get it.
Okay.
She wants to. I have Loren's laptop and she wants it back, but she said, "I'll come get it. It'll give me something to do," and I haven't heard from her.
Okay. I am going to have tacos.
Perfect.
Friday night.
Yeah, perfect for the American holiday. Yep.
taco stuff for Friday night. Probably do like a chicken taco, fried chicken taco, a steak taco, a beef taco, just some tacos. And then Saturday, we're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers and deviled eggs. Delicious.
Okay.
And we're going to have chocolate peanut butter fudge.
That sounds delicious.
And I've already made some peach cobbler that Sterling's been eating, so we'll probably have leftover peach cobbler.
Does everybody love
peanut
butter?
Cobbler. Oh, well, who doesn't love
my
peanut
son.
Butter?
Remember, were you there when Dean threw up after eating a peanut butter cookie?
But I get that. I've had some pretty bad peanut butter cookies. But have him do it with chocolate. Peanut butter chocolate's delicious. Like a Reese's cup.
Yeah, I don't think he likes it. He doesn't like peanut butter.
He'll like this. I'll bring him some.
Bring me one.
Because it's chocolate peanut butter fudge.
I know. I just think that he's not going to eat it. But
so that's come. They're going to come in. We're going to do taco. My dad's on that keto thing. So I was trying to find things that you can make keto friendly. And Mexican food's pretty keto friendly.
Yeah.
Hot dogs, you can just do a lettuce wrap. Same thing with hamburgers. You can just eat the meat. But, you know.
I am I'm golfing on Friday. So I'll eat like shit on the golf course and drink a lot.
Okay.
We also have it's me, my two friends, my neighbors, and I are golfing, and we're like, who's going to be our fourth? And we went round and round, like, there was like three people that we wanted in, as the fourth. And two of them were like big partiers and like drinkers who would entertain us. And then we're like, well, we're going to be out all day. It's going to be hot. We're probably going to be drunk. Why don't we get somebody the opposite who's like more mellow and like drive us?
Okay.
Yeah. So we did that. We picked a third neighbor.
That's more like me. I'm more of that role.
We don't typically hang out with that much.
Yeah.
But when he comes out, he's just very family oriented. When he comes out, he's okay. But he doesn't drink. Notably doesn't drink. And
maybe he's an alcoholic.
No, I think it's just his culture.
Yeah,
he's an Indian
remember
man.
Remember the time when...
I find my Indian friends don't drink nearly as much as us crazy Americans do. my Indian neighbors are awesome, and they are like, we're always out drinking, especially during lockdown, Roy, when we were just in the neighborhood and nobody left.
Well.
And they wouldn't.
Was one thing Americans love doing, and that's overdoing it.
You're right. Over-drinking.
Overeating.
Overeating. Overweight.
Overweight. Mm-hmm. Then I check all three.
Listen to this. Speaking about my Indian neighbors, they, her mother and father got here in early April.
Okay.
And are still here.
Oh, because they're stuck.
Well, they're stuck and they're not going back to India. Like in India, they can't social distance in their apartment as much as they can here.
So I wonder how they're handling that. It's got to be tough.
I mean, I try and get stuff out of him to talk bad. Like, he was building something in his garage the other day, and I was like, making a coffin for the in-laws?
And he's like, no, love them.
Yeah, it was like, there was something called Son-in-Law's Day. She made him breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the mother. And
really?
And the dad's like the statistician who gathers all the kids around and does fun little math things with them, although
what?
Dean bails out on that.
Yeah, I would too. That's not fun.
I know.
All right, kids, let's do algebra.
Dean thought he said a magician, and he goes, mathematician, and Dean was like, damn it.
That's pretty funny. Oh, man.
All right.
You remember the time that, I'm still beat myself up over it today, I'm still embarrassed over it, but the little local celebrity that said he didn't drink, and I blatantly asked him if he's an alcoholic.
Yeah, yeah,
Can I say, I can't say who it is.
No, I wouldn't say who it is.
No.
And because we think he might have been.
Yeah, but man, do I feel bad. Because when someone says you don't drink, I'm like, why? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I know.
I still be, and you know, since that day, because him and I used to text all the time, we don't text anymore.
Really?
Yeah. And it's probably me. I doubt it's him.
Yeah, it's not. Did he not congratulate you?
No.
On your now? Oh,
well,
dude.
Maybe. I don't know. I've gotten, you know, like thousands of messages online, but nothing personally. He has my number personally.
Yeah, but he hasn't sent you a personal message.
So I think maybe I did offend him a little bit. Because we were supposed to do dinner together.
We told you.
God, I'm such an ass.
You just don't always think.
I was drinking that night.
You don't always think of the best thing.
Gosh, that night I was.
You were living your best life.
I know. That was a rough night, too. That's the night I had some words with Loren's husband. Do you know that?
You didn't tell me you had words with him. You told me that he didn't need to help you.
Yeah. But I still felt like an ass after that. I'm like, he knows, but.
Yeah. Believe me, Dallas is fine.
Yeah.
He doesn't get offended.
Have I pissed you off ever? You want to go down that path?
I'll have to think about it. I'm about to get on a Zoom call with a client.
Oh, yeah. You're 1 minute late for it.
Yep. And it's asking for a password, and I don't know why.
And you don't know the password?
No. It says password error. That's the password.
Well, we'll wrap it up so you can get to busy working. See
you. Right, bye, guys.
Everybody. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.